I was at the Circa. Put me worker.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was a year ago, man.
Is that when we were there?
Yeah. And your daughter was with us. And
yeah.
You're pouring bottles.
That was...
in the limo.
Just a beer.
Now it had everything, Evan. Clear, dark.
Hey. You cannot think Patriots without thinking Bill Belichick. And for me, I can't think Bill Belichick without thinking post-game press conferences and interactions with the media.
Yeah.
So we were thinking about this all last week, and Evan did a great job of compiling some just phenomenal sound of Bill Belichick, who you can now hear on various. He's on McAfee. What else?
Demanding cast. Yeah. You know, he's everywhere.
All right. Let's just go through this. This is Bill Belichick talking about his little aversion to a lead running back.
Are you averse to having a feature back?
What, like when Corey Dillon ran for 1,600 yards? Would I be against that? Yeah, I don't think so.
This is wow. But that's when he was cryptic, Stoddy. I was scared of him, you know?
We'll do some of these fast, and we'll also get into some of them. This is where somebody said, you're going to be coaching next season. Not the Chris Paul you coaching, but what about next season?
Field today, did you have any different feelings about the end of today coming off that field?
Disappointed about the way the game turned out, sure. Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Do you expect to be coaching the team here next year?
It's disappointing the way the game finished, yeah.
What tone is that, Evan? Steiny, what?
He know at that point that he was definitely, well, he probably knew, but it hadn't been announced. Is that?
Oh, man.
Who'd they lose that last game to?
I know Brady's was Tennessee in the playoff game.
That's what he threw.
But I don't know.
Six,
yeah, but I don't know who Belichick lost to.
Anyway, don't ask Bill Belichick about his feelings because he was.
It sounds like surgery for him to talk, Steiny.
All right, this is one of the classics, but we're going to play it in its entirety, and this is one of those that put Belichick on the map.
You think having a 37-year-old
we're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now we're preparing for Cincinnati.
Okay, do you feel like the talent you have here is good enough?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
What is your slide skill?
Well, I mean, I'm just asking, do you think you've done enough to help Tom Brady?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
Man, you could play that on loop, man. And they were like bees. They were coming out.
So on to Cincinnati has now become a phrase.
Oh, that my gosh.
We all use.
Yeah.
I mean, we all use it. On to Cincinnati.
Oh, man.
Let's listen to Bill Belichick laugh.
Can the quarterback position be evaluated this week?
I think that's when he got asked if Brady was going to start the following week, maybe. Something like that. And he just laughed.
Hit it again.
Can the quarterback position be evaluated this week?
I heard.
See, he's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He's got a sense of humor. This is
Billy.
This is a really good one on Lawrence Taylor. I'm pretty sure whom he coached in New York when he was working for Belichick. I'm sorry, working for Bill Parcells.
Got two rings.
And this is at his best. Come on, baby.
Lawrence Taylor was like that. I mean, Lawrence Taylor, he knew what every player on the field was doing. Lawrence would go out there and come in after the series and say, Coach, you're not blocking it the way you said they were going to block it. Here's what they're doing. Instead of him taking me, this guy's got me. He's helping. I could see that guy looking for me. If I come inside, you know, the center's going to come off. He's going to pick me up. Go look at the film and say, yeah, that's, you know what? He's right. Like, you can never get that from the sideline, but he can.
Having that both physically and mentally is really rare.
Well, yeah, that's what makes him special. I mean, that's what makes Tom Brady Tom Brady. It makes Randy Moss Randy Moss. It made Lawrence Taylor Lawrence Taylor. You know, those guys are just, you know, they just have that 6th, 7th cent.
Wow, though.
See, that's what.
Listen to the LT tell him, this is how you said it was going to be, but this is what actually is happening in the fire.
See, that's the Belichick that's incredible.
Yeah, like, no doubt.
And that's the one. What was the one? And I don't know if it's on here or not, but, you know, you can ask Belichick questions and it'll be short, short, short. And then somebody asked him about a long snapper once, and he goes into about a three-minute description on how important the long snapper is and the art of long snapping, and it was absolutely incredible. But that's why I just love listening to him, because even if you're not a football expert, he's got a way of putting it that makes it understandable. This is, we're just going to go. This is Bill Belichick.
I have multiple friendships that are important to me, and that's what that was about. So it's not about politics, it's about football. We got a huge game this week against a great football team, great organization, and that's where it all is going forward on Seattle. All right.
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.
But your team's always been good at keeping outside distractions on the outside. Given the nature of this presidential race,
Seattle.
Did you find it?
Seattle.
Did you find it helpful to talk
Seattle.
To your players about this? If any of your players talk to you about this, are there
Seattle.
Any concerns about any locker room rancor as a result of this?
Give the media credit. They were dogs on a bone, but he kept. Seattle, dude, he's special.
You know what else you can tell is the beat writers who have been there for a while, they almost know that
you can keep going a little bit.
Like they're almost part of the show in a way, and they don't mind being part of the show.
Well said.
I'll tell you what, we'll take a little break here because Murillo in Petaluma,
our man,
wants to jump in here on Belichick, and he's one of our favorites. What's up, Murillo? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, everything is well. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
Hey, Steiny, happy belated, man. I tried to call yesterday, but you're having heavier callers than me. So I don't know.
I missed you and Gene from Oakland.
He's too old.
Yeah, I shoot you a text message. Thank you for enlightening us through the proper lenses and how you see sports. But here's how I think about Belichick.
All
I think
right.
Belichick is one of those guys that, in the media, he won't give you much, but on a 101, I once watched an interview with Sally Jenkins from the Washington Post, and she was saying that 101, he's great. And what he believes in the podium, what he does is he doesn't want to do a verbal vomiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is everyone is watching what he's saying, and he believes that you're giving the opponent some edge if you keep talking too much about your problems or your team. So I think he's probably a great person on 101, but he put this persona out. What do you think about Kyle Shanahan? I think Kyle Shanahan does exactly the opposite of it. So that's my take. You got, guys, have a good weekend. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate it. I don't know. Belichick, to me, Belichick is Belichick, and he's always dry. But Kyle, you can tell when Kyle's perturbed, but it feels like, a lot of the times when Belichick's at the podium, he's always perturbed.
But
you know what I mean?
No doubt. But that's an act. Not that he's not perturbed sometimes, but I believe
Wait,
that.
Who, Belichick?
Belichick.
Or, oh, okay.
But I believe both of those guys now, I really believe this, can be lives of the party. I believe their players love Kyle when he's not coaching. And for Kyle to be, and I'm not just saying it because it's rap, Steiny, but to love Lil Wayne, name his son after the Carter albums that Lil Wayne had. Huh. Kyle's done that. It's got a tattoo with his bestie.
That's true.
You know, Chris Sims, he's a wild guy, but sometimes you got to lead like the commander. And then when you get like Nahegan, we know he's the boss. But when you get to know him, you know there's a funny guy at the down the road, you know? So he's safe with the people that really aren't in his circle. But if you're in the circle, then you could be like, you know, Rodney Dangerfield. Hey. If you get my drift,
no,
I'm saying
I do.
A lot and saying nothing.
I do.
I do it daily.
This is Bill Belichick talking about, you just listen for yourself.
Seattle.
Dylan, specific to Chandler, how much will what happened affect your usage, you know, the way you use him in the game against the Chiefs, what happened on Sunday with him?
Well, we'll find out on Saturday. I could just Xerox you a copy of the game plan. You can send it over to Kansas City if you can. I mean, it might be easier for all of us.
Let me see.
Man, oh man.
Coach, do you think the fans have a right to know about what happened to with Chandler on Sunday?
Yeah, I've already covered this.
You guys told me we can deal on something like that. You just say, okay, it's a medical situation. We don't try and find out.
I've already covered it.
When
that
did
was
you
that
cover
was
it?
The Super Bowl Chandler Jones didn't play in. Did I remember it right? Or am I remembering like you might have remembered, which would have been
oh, no, that was misremembering. A shot. Yeah, that was no, a yeah, shot. That was
at you.
Yeah, I didn't like you.
More Bill Belichick.
Right, that you said Sean Lee visited you as a kid in Cleveland, or did I miss that when you were talking about you?
Yeah.
What was that connection?
Were you on Snap Face there when we were talking about that?
Together.
Yeah. Well, he's a Pittsburgh guy, you know, friend of a friend kind of thing.
Now I believe he knew it wasn't Snap Face.
See, I don't.
But when it, originally I'm like, he that, but now I'm like, that's material for him.
I'm trying to think.
The hoodie.
Sometimes, yeah, you know what? Maybe he did know because sometimes I'll say something wrong just to see if I can get a laugh out.
Oh, you doing that?
What do you mean?
No. I was thinking more of the ins and outs.
No, I'm talking about
yeah, I know, and I,
saying
yeah.
a guy's like saying
saying it's your birthday still starting.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the weekend.
No, it's not. Well, you know what?
Yeah, birthday week. Some people do months.
Well, my problem is there's only three more days left in the month.
And our age.
So I get hosed.
Yeah. You can't go too hard.
No, I'm very proud of myself yesterday. I mean,
no, you did good.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, that's
the key.
Mm-hmm. Except
I
wins.
I met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
That haunts him.
Should haunt Jordan is Please. What it should haunt.
Mike making kids,
I actually,
babies.
Speaking of Isaiah, I saw something that I'd forgotten about when, man, did you ever hear Isaiah go off on Jordan about the way Jordan treated Jerry Krause?
Oh, yes. I
oh, my man. Gosh.
But that was
eviscerated.
It was fueled by hate, though. You
what
know
do you mean?
What I'm saying? You hated him. You hated Michael. So you could have talked about
thing,
how Michael put milk in his cereal, and you would have had that vitriol towards that. That's what I mean. So it was tainted.
The only hate was displayed by Jordan toward his boss, the architect of six NBA titles. There's no way you can sit here, Daryl, and say, no, I thought the way Michael Jordan treated Jerry Krause was appropriate. No. Say it.
No, I'm going to say
it. That
say
is a stain.
Sorry, sir,
say
goes.
That is a stain no, on I, Jordan.
No, the stain, rest in peace to Krause, because he was an architect, but he was part of the reason it folded the way that it did, but, and that pissed Michael off. But am I going to defend Mike? Like, I think they were better than a lot of people thought. They were, Mike and Jerry were cool.
They weren't cool no. at all.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. What about Jerry's family that survives him? And they've got to hear.
I hated what
and
that
they've
got to
hear
stadium,
Michael
yeah.
Jordan.
I hated that.
Make
no,
this
I'm talking
guy
about how his wife
a,
was treated.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it.
What if it, I told you I think Jerry
started,
had a problem with Mike because he didn't draft him?
How could you
like
have a
when
problem?
You have egos like that, Stoney, like little stuff.
I
is
think
like,
maybe Jerry didn't like him because Michael tried to humiliate him at every turn.
All right.
More Belichick.
Give it to me.
I think I remember this one.
Phil, it seemed your team rallied around your quarterback to some extent. To drop down to number three on the depth chart at the most important position and still beat a good, well-coached team that decisively, what does that say about just where your team is right now, just how good it is right now?
I don't know.
One more time. Dude thought he just said the most poetic question, Stoney. You know what? Phil loves this. And Phil was like, yeah. The dog sniffing.
Well, it seemed your team rallied around your quarterback to some extent. To drop down to number three on the depth chart at the most important position and still beat a good, well-coached team that decisively, what does that say about just where your team is right now, just how good it is right now?
I don't know.
Tell me you would just, oh, man, dude.
That.
And why do we get off on that? Because that's just
funny.
Raw in.
You know why? I'll tell you why we like it. because it's kind of the opposite of coach speak. It's just a guy who doesn't want to share any information, so he's not even going to lapse into cliches.
Dude broke it down. All that all he got was, I don't know.
This has apparently Bill, one of these press conferences, had some microphone issues.
Stupid thing.
Oh, man, Snotty.
How about this from the YouTube chat? You better win if you act like that, though.
And I think he checked that box.
Yeah. Last one.
Which, it's hard to find anybody's role on our team that's the same every week, so... Is there another part to that, or was that both parts in there?
I didn't think you were going to like it. I didn't want to end it with it.
Well, then we want to end on a high note? No problem. Go on a high note, then.
There's a report out that Stephen Jackson...
Let's just end on a high note.
See, they're in on it.
Yeah, he gave it to you. He gave you a glimpse, Donnie.
Yeah, the media's in on it.
Let's end it on a high note.
Anyway, thank you, Evan. Great job. Appreciate that. We were talking about that last week, about having some fun with Belichick and the Patriots. And part of it was because we were thinking, well, what are we going to talk about with the Patriots? Nobody knows any of their players.
I got one for you.
Oh.
Funniest or best personality, most outgoing head coach in the Bay Area since you've been here?
Okay. Since I've been here? Oh, boy.
Silly, funny, oh, boy. Just... I already got my answer. It's not even close.
Okay, go ahead.
Nelly.
Nelly was great.
He smoked trees for last sake. Come on.
Let me clarify. I got to clarify. Not when he was coaching. That was a habit he picked up after he was retired.
Can I tell you how
swear to
the
God.
Guru computer processes that?
Yeah.
These drugs are not for me. They're for my friends. Hey, you smoke's not it, but hey, he did not while he was coaching. But that's how I took that. But Nelly was so good. He was awesome. I'm mad at him about Chris Webber. Like, I wonder still? Right now, would he say he regretted that, not closing the door, going to the Hilton, having a pop with Webber and fixing that? Because that could have been what could have been.
Well, you remember Nelly was actually tight or had a relationship with Webber's dad. Remember, he would talk to Weber's dad.
Not good enough.
Weber was young. You don't put any blame on Webb?
No, no.
I mean, I do.
The trade had to come from upstairs, and but Nelly should have been like, "Let me sticky icky and smoke. Get my mind right."
He what?
And tell the people, whatever we do, we cannot trade them. We just took Phoenix. They swept us, but we took them 15 rounds, man.
Well,
that hurt me.
No, Steve, you've heard that story with Steven Jackson and Barnes on their podcast.
Oh, yeah, that I did.
Where after they beat
Dallas, yeah.
They all went back to Nelly's. He lived on that high-rise right by Lake Merritt.
Now, in that sound clip, I thought they said they did smoke. Or did one of them say he smoked and the other?
No, okay. They were all doing it, but he wasn't doing it.
It was illegal then.
I know. Yeah. But he lived, you know the place he lived in?
No.
Right off the lake, right near the...
I lived on Vernon.
Yeah, it wasn't near there. It was near the Kaiser Pavilion.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
By the way, you want to talk about a great venue.
Uh-oh.
Kaiser, you ever see Kaiser by the end of the lake in Oakland?
Yeah, by Mosswood.
No.
Kaiser.
That's the hospital.
Okay.
This is the arena. It was a big arena. I once saw
Henry J. Kaiser.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct.
He lived right there.
He lived right adjacent to it, and he had the whole top floor.
Wow.
And
Huey Newton used to live there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Well, of course, Black Panthers were originated in Oakland.
Rutherford's dad was in the Black Panthers.
Was he really?
Yep. Ooh. Shout out Charles.
Okay. Let's see. Coming up on the other side, we got to get into some Warriors.
Media Day Monday.
It's 12:40, yeah. So we'll get into some Warriors, and then it
something little, you said that I got to double back on about the Warriors. The way you said it was like You hadn't. I know we're up against
it. No, we're not up against it. This has been a bad week for me. Like, you know, we got 3 minutes.
It's a normal week for it. But what? And the whistle almost came out. Yeah. Something you said, I got to share with you. Like, I'm not mad at you, but I think I am because you kind of accepted it. And I'll tell you on the other side.
No, but we got like, it's 12:39. We got 3 minutes.
Like right now, the state of the Warriors in this season and success that Curry's telling us yesterday on the show that they're not done, they got work to do, hinges on Wiggins doing what I've been praying for 2 years. But now I feel like you've honed in on it to where you're kind of like, yeah, that's what it is right now. We've added some guys,
right?
But Wiggins and where he's at and where he can take his game 2022 as far as we're going to go.
Well, I don't know if it had anything to do with Steph calling in yesterday, but I think Wiggins is going to have a big year. I think he's going to have a big year. I think.
Now, you going Belichick on us?
I don't think we're going to even recognize him. They are high on Wiggins this year.
I mean, the guy can play. It's never been about his play. That's the one thing. So when you say that, that don't even penetrate.
He averaged.
It's his mental.
He averaged a career low 13.2 last year.
No Clay, and he is probably going to be the second highest volume shooter. He'll get the second most shots if he wants to.
So you think that without Clay,
I believe so.
He's really going to emerge.
Not even emerge. The ball will naturally be in his hands to where when we see him aggressive, he can do a lot. And now you need him. There is no way this team can afford to have, what was Dibbs' phrase, the radio station? For Wiggins?
Oh, K-Wig.
K-Wig. That has to be done. It has to be wiggle jiggle. It cannot be. We'll see.
We will see. Now, yeah.
And remember Dunleavy told us over at the team store, they didn't, wink, wink, allow him to play in the Olympics, but they said Wiggins was in town.
Well, there was a little, you know what? Anthony Slater talked a little bit more about that situation in one of his recent stories. We can definitely get into that. But we'll play some Steve Kerr sound on the other side. Warriors, Media Day Monday, and that'll be immediately followed by Warriors training camp, which is in Hawaii. Hey, do not miss this weekend's kickoff show. It's on Sunday with Evan Giddings and Jason Dumas. It's 2 hours before the start of the game. And if you're down at the game, join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's all presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
I have multiple friendships that are important to me, and that's what that was about. So it's not about politics, it's about football. We got a huge game this week against a great football team, great organization, and that's where it all is going forward on Seattle. All right.
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.